USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Supreme Court has ruled that President Trump can use $2.5 billion in military money to build part of his border wall. The suit argued that the administration violated federal law and only Congress can allocate funds. The administration has gotten an agreement that might help stem the flow of migrants.
It's a very important signature.
The president spoke of the Guatemalan interior minister as he signed a safe third country agreement which will grant asylum to those who seek it so that they don't have to continue further north. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAleenan says it would affect asylum seekers coming up from countries south of Guatemala.
So if they arrive in the U.S. not having availed themselves of that opportunity, they'll be returned to Guatemala.
Days earlier, President Trump threatened to impose a severe penalty if Guatemala didn't agree to the deal. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
The U.S. economy slowed in the second quarter. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Economic growth did slow in the second quarter, but not by as much as analysts had expected it would in the Commerce Department report out Friday that shows GDP growth from April through June was 2.1%, down from 3.1% in the year's first quarter. Analysts were expecting to see growth of just 1.8%, which would have been the slowest in more than 2 years. Consumer spending, the biggest part of the economy, is what kept it from slowing more than it did. It was up by 4.3%. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Plans for Stage 20 of the Tour de France have been put on hold by storms and landslide concerns. A large hailstorm forced the bikers to make a major detour after a road on the course became covered with ice and huge puddles of water. Organizers said the race will be cut short and two significant climbs will be eliminated because of landslides. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A wildfire burning along Interstate 5 just south of Roseburg, Oregon, has grown to an estimated 6,000 acres. According to the Douglas County Sheriff's Office, evacuation notices are in effect for the Milepost 97 fire. The fire is 0% contained, and most firefighters are unable to reach it due to steep terrain. Smoke from the fire is also hampering firefighters from the air as they can't see where to drop the water. Ash from the fire is falling around like snowflakes in southern Oregon, and many people can't go outside without a mask due to unhealthy air quality. The police believe the fire was related to an illegal campfire. President Trump is taking another swing at former Vice President Democrat Joe Biden. USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent has more.
It's not just Democrats who hope Donald Trump gets defeated in the 2020 presidential race. The president tells reporters other countries are holding out on deals, hoping to secure better deals with someone else in the White House.
I don't blame China. I blame the United States for allowing that to happen. So if I'm President Xi, or if I'm, frankly, Iran, and Iran wants to make a deal, I can tell you that right now. But if I'm Iran, I'll probably say, man, if I can hold out, I'm going to wait for a sleepy Joe Biden instead of Trump. Because sleepy Joe, we can make any deal we want with him. He doesn't know what's happening.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.